Welcome back to the Inspiring Young Minds podcast, y'all. Before we get into today's episode, I first want to say Happy New Year to everyone. Our first episode was recorded prior to the New Year, so I didn't get a chance to say it then, but I hope the New Year is treating y'all well so far, and I hope this year is filled with just great things for y'all. So the first thing we're going to do, as usual, is go over our Inspiring Young Mind of the Week. Every episode, I'll highlight someone who inspires me in their purpose, their work ethic, and in their creative or professional journey. This week's Inspiring Young Mind is my friend and photographer, Shot by Toby. Shot by Toby is an editorial, beauty, and conceptual photographer based in the DMV. What inspires his work is the ability to find beauty in everything and show the beauty within people regardless of the negativity that might surround them. Something he wants people to know about him is that he puts his all into every shoot that he does, and his top priority is to make every client leave feeling like a model. So even if you feel camera shy or you feel like modeling isn't for you, he'll definitely bring it out of you by the end of the shoot. This is one of the most dedicated and talented minds that I've worked with creatively since becoming a photographer. So if you're in the DMV area and you're looking for a photographer to help bring your visions to life, definitely consider hitting up Shot by Toby. His Instagram is at shotby.tobi. Welcome to the Inspiring Young Minds podcast, which aims to inspire and start potentially life-changing conversations, regardless of your story, your passions, or your mindset. With a variety of points of views, information, and backgrounds, this podcast hopes to inspire young listening minds through the inspiring young mind of me, your host, Fatima, and any guests who speak with me on this journey. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh, smile, but most importantly, figure out ways to learn truths about yourself and how you inspire the world around you. All right, so I want to start off by saying thank you to everyone who tuned into our first episode. It would be wrong of me and not like myself to not throw it back to the first episode. So thank you guys so much. The feedback that I got from Inspiration Loading really meant so much to me, and nobody's messages or comments went unseen. And one message in particular really did stand out for me, and I really wanted to share it with y'all because it captures the whole reason why I'm on this podcast in the first place, and the reason that I create in general. I always say that everything I do is bigger than me, and I want y'all to hear this story because it comes full circle to what I was talking about in that last episode. I spoke about how when I first started podcasting, someone had hit me up and was basically just telling me that my podcast was helpful to them. Getting feedback like this and like what everyone was sending me, it just means a lot because it just makes me feel more secure in what I'm doing. Granted, I started doing this for myself, but knowing that people can gain something from it or even look forward to hearing it is just, you know, it just hits different. It really does. So I was off my phone for a little bit and I look down and I see a message from one of my friends from high school. Her name is Winter. Hey, Winter. What she said to me was so sweet, and I told her that I would put it in this episode for y'all. This is why I do what I do. So I'm just going to play it for y'all real quick.
Fatima! Oh my gosh, thank you. Oh my God. Like, first of all, I just want to say thank you for starting this podcast back up, because when you first started doing podcasts, I was actually like starting to listen to others as well. But then I just kind of stopped, just when you stopped. I don't know why. I was just like, I just stopped listening to podcasts, but like I actually liked listening to them. Just like you liked doing them, I liked listening to them because it was new. Not everybody listens to podcasts. Not everybody makes podcasts. It's just fun and it's new. So like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for you to continue to do this because like, oh my God, I'm so excited for you. And I'm so excited to keep listening. I have nothing else to say. Happy New Year. I'm so excited for this podcast because, oh my God. Oh my God.
So yeah, that was the audio message she sent me. And I don't even know, like, it was so much about it that stood out to me because it just showed me that she really took the time to listen to my whole episode. And like, I know the episode was only 15 minutes, but anyone who's giving me their time or taking time out of their day to give me a listening ear, that means a lot to me. And so I thank you, Winter, and I thank all of you who sent messages to me and everyone who just listens to this podcast, because y'all make my heart so full. And while we're already talking about hearts, let's get into today's conversation. There lies within the body a piece of flesh. If it is sound, the whole body is sound. And if it is corrupted, the whole body is corrupted. Verily, this peace is the heart. In the last episode, I shared a hadith with y'all about reliance and effort. This week, I have a quote from another hadith. For those of you who haven't listened to last week's episode, in Islam, a hadith is defined as an account or a record of the teachings and traditions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I'll repeat the quote again from the words of the Prophet Muhammad. There lies within the body a piece of flesh. If it is sound, the whole body is sound. And if it is corrupted, the whole body is corrupted. Verily, this peace is the heart. I definitely want to clarify first that this hadith does have context to it in an Islamic sense before anything else. But how can we relate this quote to what our episode is about today? The virtues of the heart. What does a sound heart look like? A virtue, from my understanding, is something that makes something useful or makes something worthy. It's the attributes of a thing that make it worth having. So thinking about the virtues of your heart, why is your heart sacred and what makes your heart worth having? Not for someone else. I'm not talking about giving your heart to someone. I mean, why do you value your own heart? So here are some of the things that I think about. There's things that we do as humans, and there's things that we do that are unique to each of us. But the instinctive things that we do come from our hearts. Before we intentionally learned to use our brains, like to think and problem solve, we used our hearts. We trusted our feelings and our guts to guide us before we learned to speak. As babies, we instinctively cried when we were hungry or when we were tired. And your mother, your caregiver, hears your cries and knows, oh, the baby's hungry, the baby's tired. And while this is obviously connected to your brain, as a baby or a toddler, you don't even know what your brain does or what it's capable of. You just know how you feel is how you feel. Very valid, right? That's how you operate as a baby. Your heart is like a child. It needs to be nurtured and it needs to be taken care of. And if you love your child, you're not going to expose them to harmful things intentionally. You're not going to beat your child up or make them feel bad about themselves. These are things that you think would go without saying. What I think about a lot, though, is the saying that we need to protect our hearts. And as a concept, that's a good thing, right? You're taking care of your heart. You're keeping it safe from heartbreak, from disappointment, all that. But when we protect our hearts, we actually might be doing ourselves a disservice. And the reason I say that is because I feel like a lot of times when we're protecting our hearts, it results in us becoming heartless or cold or hard body, whatever you want to call it, which isn't as powerful as y'all think it is. I'm telling you, this is who I was very recently even. You know, I'm telling myself, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pretend like nothing can hurt my feelings. I'm putting a shield on my heart. And I'm right now currently trying to undo the damage that that did. Because at the time, I'm thinking this is the smartest plan ever. I'm just going to turn off my emotions because that's all my heart is. It's emotion. And emotions are holding me back. I got a job. I have dreams. I have other things to worry about. And there's no time to be in my feelings, right? So, of course, if I break the link between my heart and its emotions and my emotions, then I can't be hurt. But no, actually, what comes from breaking the link between your heart and your emotions is that you've taken your heart, which is something that's capable of so many beautiful things, and you've reduced it to a piece of flesh, just a piece of flesh. You're literally draining your heart the more you deny it the care that it needs. You got to face whatever demons you're fighting, whatever pain you're feeling. Your heart can handle that. Your heart wasn't made. Your heart was crafted perfectly to endure and heal from the things that it comes across. But trauma is a scary thing because a lot of the damage that we do is unintentional and it's a fight response to pain. Your heart and your mind are always working overtime to try to get as far away as possible from feelings that hurt. That's like your initial response. If somebody got robbed and you know who the robber is, you're not gonna go and then have dinner with the robber in your most expensive clothes with your most expensive bag. Your body works the same way. You're constantly running away from trauma, and even when you don't realize it, you're always searching for something that feels different than that. Even if it doesn't make sense logically, if it feels good, you're more likely to do it. You know, all that being said, when you feel pain, though, like, you definitely need to get your mind off of it. You need to separate yourself sometimes from things that hurt you, because just so that it doesn't overtake you. But there's doing that, and then there's completely ignoring your problem or glossing over it or gaslighting yourself. And I'm the first person that I'm talking to when I say this, because I need to stop forgetting to check in with my heart. If you ask me how I view my heart right now, I'll probably tell you that it feels broken or it feels damaged. I'm being very real with you, but I also know that those words don't consider what I've gone through or what I've overcome. And I didn't go through all that just for my heart to be broken. So it might not be my fault that I feel this way or that I've gone through the things I've gone through, but it is my responsibility to recover my heart because it's my own heart. Nobody else is going to do that work for me. So that was a lot, and we're just getting started. So just like last week, we're going to take a 1 minute break. And when we come back, I want to expand on two very important things to consider when you're in the process of checking in with your own heart and just healing in general. So I hope you enjoy these next few minutes after the break. Stay tuned. There lies within the body a piece of flesh. If it is sound, the whole body is sound. And if it is corrupted, the whole body is corrupted. Verily, this piece is the heart. Let me ask y'all a question. Is your glass half full or half empty? When it comes to the half full or half empty question, I've been the person to ask, well, can it be both, right? Depending on the situation. But here's what I'm concluding now about the glass being half full or half empty. That question is very surface level because I could create about three different scenarios that challenge both ends of the question and then still make the initial question feel like it's not asking me enough. There's no context or individualism to the question itself. So I'll give you my opinion, my answer first, and then I'll pose you a different question. Your glass will always be half empty if you keep pouring into the cups of other people with a crack at the bottom of your cup. And you see this crack, but it's not that bad. It's not broken, so it's not really a priority. The priority here is being a provider, someone who cares about other people, someone who always shows up. It's a little cold. I'm gonna close this window. All right, day three, self-reflecting. What word would you use to describe yourself? Dedicated, caring, loving. How would you describe who you are? Well, I'm a good person. I respect my elders. I show up all the time. I always give charity because as a good person, that's what you do, right? I'm really holding the entire weight of the world on my shoulders right now, but it's okay because I've been training to be the superhero in everyone's life. It's what I do. I'm a good person, remember? I'm fine. I don't need a break. Breaks are for lazy people, which clearly I'm not. I'm a good person who cares for other people. You know, I give people advice even when I should probably get a therapist myself. But there's no time for that. It'll pass. You know, everyone has their ups and downs, but I love my friends. I would do anything for my friends. I'm always there for them, you know. Sometimes I be going through it a lot, but I feel like, you know, it's important that I show them love, right? It's important to stay true to who I am. I gotta show them that I love them and care for them and continue. Oh shit.
Hey, it's kind of cold out here.
Oh, girl, what happened? You must have forgot you had a crack on the bottom.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry about the crack. I meant to warn you, but every time I tried to tell you, you kind of just silenced me. So, you know, as your heart, I stay in my place. You know what I'm saying?
don't say too much, don't do too much, so you can get your stuff done. Girl, is that blood? You cut yourself too? Not to kick you while you're already down, but girl, we might get an infection. And I might get frostbite, so can you let me in? So what's going on?
I don't know. I was just standing here and my cup broke. And now I got glass in my foot. There's not really much else to it.
Giving too much of yourself. I know. You don't like me to say that. You don't like to hear it. But I'm being real with you. And now you're bleeding.
Yeah. It's not that serious. It's literally just a cut. I'll put a Band-Aid over it.
Here, I'll help you clean it up. Go run this under some hot water.
Okay.
You gotta stop doing this to yourself.
Do you know where I could get a new cup?
Girl, we got a lot of work to do.
All right, so stepping out of that scene, not only did you break your glass, but you've also hurt yourself in the process. And sometimes the people who you spent so much time filling their cups will go as far as to say to you, when your glass finally breaks, they'll say to you, well, don't bleed all over my floor or clean up your mess. You don't win by pouring into everyone except for yourself. You might be well-liked, you might be popular, people might respect you, but your glass will shatter eventually. And once your glass is shattered, who's going to be there to revive you, if not your own heart? So with everything taken into consideration, I pose my revised question to you. What are you doing to keep your cup full? And if you can't give me three things that you're doing right now to either maintain a full cup or mend a crack that exists in your cup or prevent a crack from existing in your cup, then that crack will either form or get bigger and eventually your cup will break. At the end of the scene, we hear Fatima ask for a new cup. But it's this idea that if you fall, you're not allowed to scream, but instead you need to get back up and continue showing up for everyone else. It's as if you are playing the role in everyone else's life. You're no longer the main character in your own life. You're now a supporting role for everyone else. So this is the last question I have for today's episode. Yeah, your brain is directly connected to your actions. I remember reading somewhere that your brain could survive about 6 minutes after your heart stops beating. I'm not a healthcare professional, so if you know better than me, please correct me on that. But just using that as a point of reference, the role that your brain plays is important. In the quote, we're introduced to this idea of a sound heart. And what comes to mind for me when I think about a sound heart is knowing what an unsound heart looks like. And this is in relation to when your mind and your heart are not on the same page. I don't know how many of you have struggled with feeling anxious or nervous, but you know that feeling when your heart is beating super fast, right? Your body's telling you, I gotta go, or something isn't right. Something doesn't feel comfortable. When you're feeling anxious or nervous like that, your heart is not sound. That's the way I think about it. The most clear example I could give of this was once in high school, I was getting ready for a presentation. So there wasn't really any huge stress factors. People are going up there, they're giving their presentations, doing great. I'm like, wow, okay, I'm gonna do the same when it's my turn. Slowly but surely, as my turn comes up, I feel my body start to shut down. But I'm not nervous. My body is just reacting to a very stressful place that usually is really uncomfortable for me, which is public speaking. I get up there and my hand starts shaking and I can't control it. It's not like I'm shaking my hand to offer myself a level of comfort. My hand is shaking itself and my body is literally giving out on me while my brain is like, what's going on? Because I'm not even nervous. And that's just something that I wanted to touch on before ending this episode, because I wonder if anyone else has felt that type of way, like your heart and your mind. Well, like your mind and your body were on two completely different pages. And how did you get out of that situation? To end this episode off on a positive note, something that makes my heart happy is seeing the people I love happy. But not only that, but seeing that I've made them proud. And that's because while I'm filling my cup, I'm also filling theirs. For me, I'm pouring into myself and what I love to do, and I'm feeding myself in my crafts and whatever it is that I'm following. I've also poured into their cups, and now they can proudly say that I have a level of discernment where I was able to pick the right people or pick the right person in my life who has now made me proud. A lot of times when I'm praying, I pray for God to soften and strengthen my heart in the same breath. I don't want to ever lose what my heart is there to do. But I also pray for strength because I know that hard times will come. I know pain will come, disappointment will come. But I ask for the strength to be able to get through it and that it doesn't break me. You don't want to completely shut off emotion, like I said before, but you do want the strength to be able to discern what's good for you and what isn't. And that is one of the virtues of the heart. So that's going to be the end of today's episode. Thank you for listening to episode 2 of the Inspiring Young Minds podcast. If you're interested in being featured as one of our IYM spotlights at the beginning of every episode, send us a message on the podcast Instagram stating your name, what you do, and what inspires you in your work. What virtues do your heart possess beyond the ones I mentioned today? And how do you take care of your heart, your mind, and your soul? I'd love to hear your perspective on this topic, so head over to the podcast Instagram at IYM Podcast and share your thoughts under our post for this episode. As always, it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate y'all for taking the time to listen to me. You can follow me on Instagram at tima.aa, that's T-I-M-A.aa, and make sure to follow the podcast Instagram for updates. Thank you again, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.